Wow, it's almost 2020. It's hard to believe. It's been 20 years since the turn of the millennium and all the fanfare and doom and gloom about Y2K. New Year is typically when some people make New Year's resolutions, if we even still do that. Let's think back. 40 years ago, resolutions. Quit smoking, become more organized. 30 years ago, quit smoking, exercise more. 20 years ago, lose weight, join a gym. 10 years ago, eat healthy, go to the gym I joined 10 years ago. And in 2020, I don't know, talk more and chat less, call more and text less, meet more, Skype less. Perhaps instead of making New Year's resolutions, we could develop what I like to call selective memory. It's called forgetting and remembering. To explain, I'd like to read a little verse I came across recently. The author is unidentified. It goes like this. Forget the kindness that you do as soon as you have done it. Forget the praise that falls on you the moment you have won it. Forget the slander that you hear before you can repeat it. Forget each slight, each spite, each sneer, wherever you may meet it. Remember every kindness done to you, whatever its measure. Remember praise from others won, and pass it on with pleasure. Remember every promise made and keep it to the letter. Remember those who lend you aid and be a grateful debtor. Remember all the happiness that comes your way in living. Forget each worry and distress. Be hopeful and forgiving. Remember good. Remember truth. Remember heavens above you. And you will find through age and youth true joy and hearts to love you. Think of life as a camera. Focus on what's important. Capture the good times. Develop from the negatives. And if things don't work out, take another shot. Just this morning, Deb said to me, "You seem to be always smiling and happy." The smile on my face doesn't mean that my life is perfect. It means I appreciate what I have and what I have been blessed with. I choose to be happy. Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Jesus, who, through his teaching, preached love and peace. We practice those tenets. The late gifted actor Audrey Hepburn is quoted as saying, "You will discover that you have two hands. One for helping yourself, the other for helping others. I was in a business in the industrial area on Highway 4A, and I noticed on the wall behind the cash register, there was a quotation from one James Marshall Hendricks. Yes, that Jimi Hendricks, considered one of the best rock guitarists of all times. His quote, "When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace." May it be so. And it's time for another carol. And it's your choice again. There we are.